Audio point 2. Neston Cross refers to the crossroads, and if you look over, you will see in the centre of the road the so-called Bushel Fountain, topped by a lamp. Christopher Bushel was a Liverpool wine merchant who built Hinderton Hall in 1885. It is still there about a mile away on the A540 Chester to Hoylake Road, near the Hinderton Arms. Bushel took a leading interest in all local activities, and he gave generously for the building of local schools and churches. At a time when anybody who wanted a drink of water had to buy it by the jugful, he sank a public well at Neston Cross. In 1882, the local community erected on his own well the Bushel Memorial Fountain, made of Scottish granite. It was connected to the new mains water supply, which Bushel, as the chairman of the local board, had helped to organise. He died 5 years later. In the 18th and early 19th century, there also stood a pillory or a whipping post in this area. At the crossroads, there used to be an old thatched inn called the White Horse. Between the fountain and the old White Horse, the roadway used to be bare rock. Neston Market was held here every Friday from 1728, when George III granted a charter to permit it. The town would have been full of activity with traders and animals. The market still thrives today and is held behind the town hall. At the end of the 19th century, the cross suffered its share of idlers loitering here. Newspapers are full of reports of youths hanging around, intimidating passers-by and sometimes shouting abuse. It was even the focus of a riot during an election campaign in 1880, where drunken rival supporters became involved in a brawl which got out of hand. Throughout the day, the situation became so bad that the local magistrate was called from Leighton Hall. It was here at the cross that he spoke to the crowd and threatened to read the riot act. Though a turn of phrase today, this would legally have given him the power to call in the local militia to disperse the mob. The threat had the desired effect. If you look over to the Parkgate Road to the left of the cross, you will see Jackson's Tower. This ornate structure was built of expensive Ruabon brick and was erected by George Jackson, chemist and postmaster, whose shop was next to it. Originally, it housed a clock. If you look, you can still see the opening for it. But apparently, its chimes clash with the church bells. It may be possible to reinstate the clock as just a timepiece. If you look next to the tower, you will see Old Bank House, the oldest of Neston's dated buildings. It has a date plate of 1703 and the initials of Jane and Samuel Griffiths, who is known to have built the house. The house next door, called Gittings Buildings, also has a date plate. It was built by Joseph Pemberton, a housewright, who died in 1766. Now cross carefully over the road towards the right and continue up High Street until you come to the red-bricked Town Hall. There you will play Audio Point 3.